A South Korean commission has released a landmark report acknowledging the country's foreign adoption program was rife with fraud and abuse. The report followed complaints from hundreds of adoptees in Europe, the United States and Australia and represented the most comprehensive investigation into a foreign adoption program that sent some 200,000 South Korean children abroad. The investigation, carried out over 2 years and 7 months, found human rights violations occurred in international adoptions of South Korean children, including fraudulent orphan registrations, identity tampering and inadequate vetting of adoptive parents. The country remains one of the biggest ever exporters of babies in the world, having sent more than 140,000 children overseas between 1955 and 1999. Co-founder of the Danish-Korean rights group, Peter Møller, was adopted to Denmark from South Korea in 1974. He says the report shows South Korea has taken the first step in acknowledging its role in the adoption program, and it is now time for recipient countries to do the same.
Responsible who refuse to cooperate in solutions will be held accountable. I am particularly referring to adoption agencies and intermediaries, and this should not be seen as a threat, but rather as a promise.